are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
The Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Vista Care, Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam Law Firm. And joining me in the studio this morning, Peer City Administrator Christy Honeywell. Good morning, Christy. It's been a little while.
It has. Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Nice to have you here. You're pinch hitting for the mayor.
He skipped
out on me.
He's out of town today, so he asked me to come talk to you.
I'm going to have to give him a hard time the next time he's here.
You should.
Somebody's got to, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, things are really busy kind of hopping because here we are. We're in decent weather, so that means the road crews can get out there, take care of all these projects that are going on, and really the two big ones are B Street, which is happening now, and then Airport Road.
That's right. We have, as anybody has noticed, B Street is basically that street that runs just south of Airport Road. We're using that kind of as a detour. We're building that up so people have access. So later in the year, then we will start on Airport Road. And Airport Road will basically go from Lowell Avenue, and it goes east past the airport terminal, past the FedEx approach there. So what that project is, it's a pretty big project.
It is.
We'll be putting stormwater in there, replacing stormwater pipes, new asphalting, and a sidewalk on the south side of the road. So
that one's going to take a little while, but probably by the end of the year.
By the end of the year, for sure.
And the nice thing with B Street is this isn't just a temporary here. You can use this as a detour. That's going to be a permanent road when it's all finished.
It is. So that we've really had to strategize that Airport Road project because really there's no access past that direction. So that's what we've done. We've built the first road, B Street first, and then we'll continue on with that.
Yeah, and Airport Road, that's really going to change the look of that whole stretch there and just make it a lot better for everybody traveling.
It is. It does need some work. For sure.
Yes, indeed. And of course, the road crews are out doing, you know, the normal maintenance that needs to be done around town.
It is. People, you know, every year, every summer, we try to do as much work as we can. You know, we're looking at potholes. We do some chip sealing. We just do some routine maintenance throughout the community. You know, we have over 80 miles of roads in Pierre. So it's a lot of work. We just can continue to go from, and luckily we've had some really good weather. So we got to start early this year and hopefully we'll be able to go through maybe October, November, depending on the weather.
Yeah, that's the nice thing, having this good weather early, able to get a jump start on some things and maybe get a little bit more done because of that.
Exactly.
So there was something I was going to ask and it just completely disappeared.
We have another large project that people are going to look at is Highland. Yes.
That's right. That Highland was the one.
That was it, right.
But that's not happening this year.
It is going to. Highland is going to happen this year. That has that's gone out for bid. That will be basically a redo of Highland from Winoka up to 2nd Street, and then it goes a short block west over to Euclid. We'll be replacing water main in Highland and then resurfacing and sidewalk there, too.
So another pretty in-depth project there, but it's, you know, it may take a little bit of time, but it's going to be nice.
It's going to be very nice.
Really good for everybody.
Actually, that's one of the, our water line that is in Highland right now is over 70 years old.
Oh, wow.
So it really needs to be replaced. We've wanted to do that for a few years, but we've kind of waited. We've tried to strategize and kind of keep going as long as we can. That's kind of in anticipation of when Department of Transportation redoes Euclid in the next few years, because there's going to be a lot of traffic on Highland.
Right.
We just were sure that with that traffic on Highland, it wasn't going to hold up much longer.
Because that's going to kind of be the detour once they're working on Euclid. So thinking ahead, being ready for that, and making things hopefully a little easier for everybody.
We try to strategize like that. A lot of times, you know, with our road work that we do, we have to look at a lot of different factors. You know, we're looking at what kind of, when our water lines need to be replaced, when our storm needs to replace, and when the asphalt. So in other words, you don't want to replace the asphalt if in 2 years you have to do the water lines. So we try to look at those things as a long-term plan.
Yeah, it makes sense just to do it all at once and, to put it down and then say, oh, yeah, we're going to dig this back up. Why did we pave in the first place then?
So, exactly.
Yeah, it takes a lot of, like you said, strategizing, planning ahead. So we appreciate you doing that there on that behalf. And just, you know, because one interruption is a lot better than like a couple right in a row.
And you actually were impacted, you had said, yes, from a recent project we did. So
yeah,
and that, but that and one's that wrapped up on Second Street now.
Yes, that's all good and everything's nice there. But yeah, sometimes, you know, things happen. Well, you dig things up, you get in there, and you expect it to be, you know, a pretty easy fix. Doesn't always happen that way.
Unfortunately, it doesn't. Sometimes we're not exactly sure what's underneath the road, and sometimes you'll open it up and you find some, you know, things that you don't really expect, and you have to do a little bit more work there. So we certainly appreciate residents, a patience when we go through these projects.
Most definitely. And of course, when you see the work signs of the workers, if you have to go by, you make sure you slow it down, watch out for them. Sometimes, you know, they may have to come through, you know, on a vehicle and they're not seeing you and you're not really seeing them. So it's always smart to be safe, slow down, and make sure everybody's going to be okay.
That is so true, particularly this time of year. There's a lot of work going on everywhere. You know, we've got a lot of projects going on. Everybody knows, you know, we've got the water treatment plant going on. The bridge is going on. There's a lot of work in that area.
There is.
You know, McDonald's is still kind of in construction. So it's a lot of construction going on, and that's true. Everybody should just watch out and try to go slow and take their time, particularly this time of year.
Yes, patience is appreciated. All right. Well, enjoy this nice day. Looks like we've had a really good week so far.
We have.
And
that's been great.
That's good for the construction crews. But enjoy your weekend ahead, Christy.
You too.
And we'll see you again sometime down the road.
I hope so.
All right. There's City Administrator Christy Honeywell joining me for the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare, the Lee Real Estate, Peer VA Clinic, and the May Adam Law Firm.